1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Halfway through the week already. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks for joining us here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We got another really solid show this morning. Maybe even our best one ever. Maybe. We'll find out. We're going to start off with talking a little Riley County schools a little later in the program. K-State Global Campus, representative from there, also a representative from the Board of Regents. They're going to talk about the Get Ahead program. It's a program that they're partnering on to help folks finish their bachelor degrees. So we'll start with that discussion around 9:30. But right now, and I do not have it ready. I do not have the Saved by the Bell theme ready. We'll bring it back out of the break. I'll come back with the next segment with it. Dropping the ball.
Okay.
Dropping the ball. That's on me.
You really set the bar high here, Brady.
I know.
I was excited to share that with our guest today, Nathan Mead, and our board member there. And I just thought, man, he's going to get to hear it. He's going to get pumped up. He's going to be ready for this show. And we'll have to get him on the second wave, I guess.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it anyway.
There we go. I'm building. There it is. Dave with the save.
There you go.
Oh, I can't tell you how much this pains me.
Yeah, let that breathe.
Yeah.
It does.
It gets pumped up. It does get you in the spirit.
Doesn't take much for you, does it?
Do we have that in the system now?
Okay.
Well, thank you.
No, I'm not putting that in my system.
Get that in there. I know who to talk to when you get that in there. We're here with Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams, also school board member Nathan Mead, first time on the program, I believe, or at least first time since I've been doing it.
Yes. Thanks, Brady, for having me today.
All right. Well, we were talking about it just before we came on air a little bit. I mean, really, we're almost there. We're almost talking about the school starting again and all that fun stuff.
We're 22 days away. This is my favorite time of year, and, you know, that's what I love about the music here. And now that we're going to have a great show with Dave saving us there, it's hard to believe. It just gets faster and faster. I know we were talking that, you know, your parents always tell you that, you know, life goes pretty fast and you don't believe that when you're a kid. But as you get a little older, it does speed up, and it just really shows that they're right again. But it's exciting. You're starting to see kids come around the school. Some of the staff's coming back now. Everybody's recharged. We're wrapping up all our projects and all the little things we got to do before we have an enrollment, which is August 1st. That's not far away, and we're trying a few things there that will bring some excitement and also bring some convenience to parents. We've been doing an online process, and it is so popular. I mean, I think it's so convenient for our parents, and we always listen to the feedback. We've moved down to just one day, and it's only going to be 3 hours for the traditional type format, you know, where people come in and sign all their different forms, and now they can do it all online. They can pay all their fees online. And it's something we've been doing for the last several years, and I think we really got a pretty refined process, and we try to make that convenient for parents because we know they're busy. But once that gets started, then the doors are open and it gets busy, and it seems like you can just smell the beginning in the air.
Do you smell it, Nathan?
I do. Yeah, we can feel it in our home. We can feel it in the community. It's almost time to go back to school. So,
and Nathan, give us a little bit background on yourself. How long have you been on the school board?
Yeah, so I've been serving on the board for 3 years. Has been a great experience for me, Brady. I've got to learn a lot just about state legislation and funding. I've got to learn a lot about what it is to be an educator and really how we continue to improve all aspects of our school. So Cliff and other faculty have really helped me a lot to gain knowledge about education in general. It's been a great experience.
You know, speaking of facilities, that is a specialty of yours.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been proud to get to serve on our facilities committee and get to chair that committee. We spent quite a bit of time just trying to take a good look at our buildings and how they function, look at areas of need, look at what we want them to be able to do for our kids and our faculty in the future. And so we met multiple times. We spent time not only reviewing what the facilities look like and what we want to accomplish, but we've also been involved in asking the patrons for feedback. We've put a survey out for the last 2 years, and this past year we had a lot higher participation in the survey. That was good information from parents and people in our community to help guide us on what we want to do with our facilities long term. So, yeah, it's been a good experience to get to serve on that team.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County School District Superintendent Cliff Williams. Also got school board member Nathan Mead in studio doing remind folks. Phone lines are always open, 785-537-1350. If you have any questions related to public schools, Riley County specific, almost anything, I guess, you want to ask. Keyword on almost. And Nathan, when you talk about some of those surveys when it comes to facilities, what's been the results? What's kind of been the feel that you've gathered after these surveys?
Well, definitely it's evident when you look at the results that people care deeply about the school. Our community is very engaged when we talk about, what we want to do for the look and feel of the place, what we want to do for its effectiveness in education and for extracurricular activities. We've gotten good feedback about what they'd like to see change, what they'd like to see improved. And so we consider that along with, all other forms of feedback that we get. We've got our board members in the community obviously talking to patrons and parents, and many of us are parents. So we try to use that information to, just guide us as we look forward on what's going to be needed from a facility standpoint.
And anything specific that folks are wanting to see? Anybody can answer, Cliff. You can come in if you want to.
Sure. As Nathan said there, our community members take so much pride in our buildings. They want to know that we're maintaining those and keeping the infrastructure. They want to know that we're working hard to put the tools in front of kids, particularly like technology is a big hot topic. And we're launching a big one-to-one Chromebook initiative with grades 6 through 12 this year, and we've done a lot of different infrastructure things as far as wiring and those types of things, smart boards, putting more technology in front of our kids that way. I mean, that's the world they live in, and we could probably learn from them. And so the board's done a great job of listening and reacting to that and trying to produce this environment for kids, so they're ready to go out and compete globally, which is the environment that they're going into. They've put a lot of emphasis as well as listening on career clusters and trying to ask ourselves on the facilities, does this help aid in that curriculum, from fixing different tools that we have. Like we had this Piranha metal punch that we use out in our vocational building, and we just got it back up to speed, and it was a pretty good investment to do that. But again, it's going to create that environment where kids can explore and find a pathway if they can, or at least narrow it down is what we always tell them. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of good feedback from that survey, and I think our board's doing a really good job of listening and trying to understand what the patrons want.
I think school safety, obviously, is on all of our minds, and so we've got some input on that as well. We want to make sure that our kids, our faculty are safe at all times, and so looking at ways we can always improve there. For anyone that's interacted with our grade school, we are limited on space. We've used some modular buildings for years, and some of those are showing their age. And so there's especially a focus there to make sure we got space that's effective for our kids and for our teachers.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more Riley County Schools, maybe touch more on the technology side of things. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.